Hello and welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back for the sixth episode of Archer in the sixth season entitled Sitting, written by Adam Reed. Special guest stars this episode, Christian Slater as Slater and Kumail Nanjiani as Farouk. This was a very twisted case of trust and responsibility, a test of it for Archer, although we did not find out that information, nor did he, although it was his first instinct when the situation went down until his blood began to spill. But I think he underestimates the amount of times in which Lana does and will shoot him in a non-life-threatening manner.
I'm not judging. I'm judging a little. I'm not going to lie.
And let's be honest. There's been a lot of situations in which his behavior has warranted it, especially when you think about his reaction in The Honeymooners. I recently rewatched that episode. And it's hilarious how quickly he changes her endearing manner to one of hatred due to his inability to not be a narcissist and double down in his insecurity with egomania, and certainly by degrading or downgrading her own accomplishments or her own capabilities. So it was a nice 180 for once that Archer's the one leaving the situation feeling dissatisfied and frustrated with the other person. But even I must admit that the cruelty level was there, as far as putting him through a gambit of emotions that unfolded quite by circumstance. Although, due to the very real job that they both do, and due to the what seemed like the finality of where the situation was heading, it kind of jump-started and accelerated Archer's true idea of what it would mean to take care of his daughter, to be fully responsible for her. And while he proved that he's more than willing to put himself on the line, he's more than willing to do what it takes, that there are things that he's not considered, like his will. On the other hand, he kind of didn't need the additional trauma added to his already anxious psyche, if that makes sense. That Mallory was involved makes a whole lot of sense to me and may have been the voice in Lana's ear. We have to talk about Mallory's machinations, do we not? Because we find out this season it was her idea to use Archer's sperm. She's been very, in the last season, making sure Lana stays included as her de facto heir, if that makes sense. She is her, I can't think of the right word, but the one that's going to be replacing her. And she also wants that connection in a protective manner for her son, because didn't Lana say, I believe part of my job is actually babysitting him. And while he does have some capabilities that make him a great agent, it has to be at the discretion of other people to keep him focused, to make sure he's successful. And let's be honest, they're less successful than more successful. Although with the CIA, they seem to at least be getting their shit together and they're moving closer to being an actualized, legitimate agency for the government. So now she has Lana there with her grandchild. And now she wants to test her son and whether or not he's going to be capable. And I think this is something she would definitely cook up with Lana, wondering if she could ever possibly leave her child with Archer, and Mallory rebuttaling, well, let's find out in the most high stakes scenario we can put him through. And I can see Lana taking some glee in the scenario as well, especially as Manny is an improv, so his use of a weapon wasn't something they even discussed, which is hilarious. Before we jump into the review, wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. If you want to send feedback, blackercouch@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below. Lana begins the episode of considering several times if she should call a sitter because she's going to spend an overnight in a yurt sweating it out to de-stress herself. And while she was hoping Woodhouse was there, because he certainly would take it seriously, he is on a 3-day vacation with him having an extra day to carry over from last year because Archer is an absolute piece of shit when it comes to that man. But he probably has more vacation than Archer even realizes. And he also does have that crippling heroin addiction. So maybe he does need to be occupied at all times. She's packed everything he needs, including the breast milk and not beer to stop him from drinking liquor, which he does anyway, even though all he has is tequila and coffee liqueur, which he dubs a black Mexican. In comes Archer, or not Archer, Slater. I love that Slater's all got the cut too with the abs. But he comes in patching himself up, saying he got shot. This guy, Farouk, he's coming over to our side. We were going to take him to a safe house, but we had to shoot some people, and now I need you to keep him here. Do me this salad, even though you're already babysitting, and off he goes. He's like, where's your first aid kit? It's underneath the sink in the kitchen by the bar where he also keeps his extra shirts. There's a plan to everything. It's not 80% of accidents happening in the kitchen, however, because the stats of that are in the bathroom. And I can believe that because that is where I'm sure a lot of older people would fall, getting in or out of the tub or on and off the toilet, versus the kitchen at that a certain age, you ain't cooking shit. Everything is just automatically made for you, or somebody's coming by to handle that type of situation. So I can see why that would be a statistic. Farouk takes offense at being called a black Mexican, but after explaining this the name of the drink, while also thinking he's apologizing in Urdu, except he said, no shit, you goat raping pig devil?
Whoa, that's like fucking mean.
Things go back to chill between them, especially as they both bond over their dislike of Slater. Archer was oddly proud at having a biracial child. His face when he said as much. He was also proud to have a child, like it's an accessory. Like, I had a baby and it's Mocha Choco. But considering he has a profoundly racist mother, this gives him a leg up in the in the department of please forgive the other side of the genes in which you come from, baby. You have redeemed us. I don't know. At first he asks if he can hold the baby, and he's like, okay, but be careful. Then he asks if he's strapped, and he's like, no, homie, I'm not. That's unfortunate, because Farouk is, and now he has a gun, and at first he thinks it's a ruse until he's shot. Then he explains that he wants to be taken to ISIS to get into the mainframe, which has to be the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Blasé type of, let me get to your mainframe. I don't even know if they have enough information after the CIA raided them to have anything of benefit. But they do get into the vehicle. I don't know about that vehicle being suitable for baby AJ, but he did put up the baby on board sign, despite the fact that, you know, he went about 100 miles an hour just to go right around the corner, because that's where work is. You adolescent child. When they get there, they hear noise. It's poker night. My guy, Ray, is winning. To which Cheryl says, I hope you get hate crimed.
Go. Bring all your white people with you. Because y'all niggas got to exit right now.
Cheryl said, can we have one poker night where a hate crime is not going down? She said, what happened last month wasn't a hate crime. It was just a crime. And the flashback shows that she had a gun in Pam's mouth and was threatening her entire bloodline. Why Krieger is wearing a gas mask, I do not know. I don't care that it's hot as balls in there. There's no reason for you to be in your bra and panties, Pam, but I feel like that's just how y'all roll. And I feel like he hasn't discovered that they have the hot tub room yet, right? I feel really bad for Canadians because they drag the shit out of them. Like, it could help not to have guns. It helped with Canada. Nothing can help Canada. And then here comes Manny, the nanny, with Archer. Pam calls him a black Mexican. He says, no, thank you. She's like, huh? Surprisingly, it's Krieger of all people who noticed that Archer looks scared. Cyril noticed he looked nervous, while the girls noticed absolutely nothing. So they decide to go check it out. Farouk admits his plan, then says Archer won't be alive to tell anyone. When Pam shows up going into Protection King Kong mode, grabbing the baby, running up to the roof. And as Archer remarks, probably swatting at biplanes right now, he's finally able to make this epic speech about how, yeah, maybe the things you read in the file, because he was being extra careful. He didn't want to fuck things up, anything to protect his child. But that badassery speech and him cracking his neck like he was about to beat the freaking black off of him was ruined by the fact that he forgot this motherfucker had a gun. So then he ran like a bitch right into Cyril.
Catch me outside, how about that?
The idiots all hide behind the desk. Krieger, Ray, and Cyril, because Cheryl ran off and said, we do nothing except consult the gypsy woman. And that was the last we saw of her the episode. They wish Brett was there, even though this is how Brett died, because he could soak up so many bullets. We find out Rodney stole everything in the armory and then set himself up as an arms dealer on a yacht with some crocodiles in the pool. He's doing quite well for himself. they ask about Cheryl because he's like, well, go find Pam and then get you guys outside. I'm going to hit the nerve gas that's around here, even though that's extreme, but he's extremely angry about their threat to AJ's life. When Cyril asks about Cheryl and he says, what about Cheryl? I'm genuinely asking, who cares?
Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
I did like the callback to the slapping when he's like, take off that mask, make me. Just as he shot another time, he starts to go towards the elevator thinking must protect baby. And then he gets a slow clap and there's Lana, his mother, the baby, and Pam, with Lana saying, well, you passed, but I took some points off because I found Pam feeding the baby Vienna sausages and she wasn't doing it, I don't know which one would be the more disturbing way, trying to give her a whole Vienna sausage or her spinning up food into this baby's mouth.
Don't touch the child!
That's neither here nor there. Archer feels utterly betrayed, as he should, and says, you know, you knew I was going to be lying about drinking. She's like, that's not an excuse. And he ends up leaving, completely needing probably some time to not only get over the pain and the several bullet wounds he has, but also the psychological betrayal of it all. Even though he has to admit in the back of his mind it's warranted. It truly is, because Archer is a lot of things, and even one night is asking a lot if Woodhouse is not there and she needs him or he wants to, which he certainly does, watch his child. Even that little bit he has to fight for with his blood, unfortunately, to enact, but to say that it's not some seriously fucked up shit would be also untrue. Great episode. I gave it a 9.2 out of 10. If you want to send feedback, once again, buckacouch@gmail.com. My information will be below. Until next time, peace, hair grease, blacker magic.